This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. President Obama spoke to the nation last night. He introduced a strategy he hopes to use to combat the terrorist group ISIL, also known as ISIS.
We will not get dragged into another ground war in Iraq.
Instead, the president plans to use airstrikes and a partnership with regional allies to combat the growth of ISIS. We reached out to members of Washington's congressional delegation to see what they thought about his plan. Democratic Representative Jim McDermott of Seattle opposed the war in Iraq from the outset. After listening to the president last night, McDermott has a lot of questions about Obama's proposed strategy.
Probably most problematic is, where do you find the troops to put on the ground? He has said that it can't be solved strictly from the air. Ultimately, you have to have some people to go on the ground. And that means getting either the Saudis or the Jordanians or somebody to put special forces on the ground to work. Secondly, the question really comes why this is happening. And I think that the president needs to be clearer with where is the support coming from to put ISIS together all of a sudden. I mean, they weren't there, and then suddenly they are. We're going to be perceived in all of this as being the air force for the Shia and the Kurds. And I'm not sure that that puts us in the kind of negotiating position we want to be with when we're trying to deal with the Sunnis in this whole complicated mess. So I think there are a number of questions about what the president is proposing that need to be clarified.
7th District Democrat Jim McDermott. Denny Heck, also a Democrat. He represents Washington's 10th Congressional District. Heck says he liked what he heard from President Obama last night. But like Jim McDermott, Heck says there are still some questions with the president's plan.
Who are these moderate Syrians that they're going to arm and train? To what degree can we be assured that they are, in fact, moderate? Our experience hasn't been all that good. When you stop and think about it over a long period of time in this region of the world, our military has performed heroically and admirably. But nonetheless, we have made some political and diplomatic decisions that really didn't hold up over time. We've armed people who dropped the guns and ran. We've armed people who turned them on us as but two examples of how things can go awry. At the end of the day, like in all of these things, I need to be completely assured that there is an issue of national security at risk. Look, we all know that ISIL is a barbaric organization on a scale that we frankly haven't seen in quite some time. But the question remains, is our national security at risk here? And the other question is, what does success look like and how will we know that we've achieved it?
What do you think? This is what we heard from some of you this morning.
I'm very disappointed and not surprised that once again, The drumbeats of war are happening and happening for very, very wrong reasons. Now, going to war once again is only going to add to the terrorism and to the threat to this country and people throughout the world.
I'm totally against any involvement in the Middle East.
No matter what President Obama does or says, we know that the Republicans are going to object and say, it isn't enough. We should have done it sooner.
Very disappointed with Obama's continuation of the bellicose operations of the United States. It's time to stop all this war.
Listener feedback on President Obama's speech last night. According to Reuters, the House of Representatives could consider legislation about what to do in Syria and Iraq as soon as next Tuesday.